Let's catch up.
An NFL podcast with Taylor Bisciotti
and Sam Batesh,
where we talk about the biggest headlines in the NFL.
So, Taylor, you know what? Let's catch up.
It's been too long.
Yeah, we really should.
Blue Wire.
Taylor, let's catch up. Forget about the fact that it's been way too long, which it always is, just because we miss each other. And we basically titled this podcast, Let's Catch Up, because we always think we should be talking more often. So here we are. And
this Tuesday, I woke up and I thought, you know what? It's been so long since I've talked to Sam. I'm going to put a few calls in. I'm going to make sure that everything goes down in the NFL today. So we are absolutely obligated and required to talk to each other to talk about what just happened. And look what happened. The NFL broke the news world today.
It really did. This is what you would call news spilling over. You know, I mean, if you were pouring this into a cup, this is the equivalent of forgetting that you were pouring for 15 minutes as water is just spilling all over the table. I mean, to think that Rodgers news would be one-upped so significantly by Russell Wilson news. This is everything you could have asked for and more. I guess the only thing that would have been more is had Rodgers not actually come back to the Packers.
If Rodgers or if the move, Tom Brady decided, you know, today's the day that I'm going to let the world know that I'm going to unretire.
There you go. That would have been a good one. So let's deal with what I'm going to consider the less spicy news. Okay. I mean, Rodgers is, you know, he's staying
Green Bay. Green Bay.
So it's not that shocking news where you're texting your friends and saying, can you believe this actually happened? For most people,
I think there was really two options for Rodgers, and that was either going to Denver or staying with Green Bay, just because of how significant his cap hit would be. And also, he wants to stay on a top team. And there was that enticing factor of going to Denver because of the quarterback's coach that he's very close with that is now with Denver. She always thought that was a possibility. And then you also knew that the Broncos were willing to give up the world because they haven't had a starting quarterback since Peyton Manning in 2016.
And it's a tough list, by the way, when you look at the list of quarterbacks since Peyton Manning. And in my mind, you know, I'm a little more nostalgic than you. It seems to me that Peyton Manning was the Broncos quarterback not that long ago. But when you look at the list of quarterbacks since Peyton Manning, you say, wow, it's been a while since Peyton, and it's been a while since there's been a quarterback of note that
right.
you really felt solid about in Denver. And of course, we'll get to that. And of course, Rodgers would have been equally impressive as Russell Wilson. But sticking with Rodgers, there's one thing that I have always definitively said about whether Rodgers would stay in Green Bay or leave. And that is, leaving Matt LaFleur would be a mistake. That was just what I consistently told you. I said, you know, 13 wins would be a mistake. Would be a mistake to leave LaFleur.
Oh, right.
Rodgers
yeah.
to think that well, he's going to be more successful outside of Green Bay. That never made sense to me, simply because 13 wins, 13 wins, 13 wins.
I mean, you could make the argument that would Matt LaFleur be as successful as he is without Aaron Rodgers? I personally think that it came down to, I think that if this was 2 years ago and Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers' relationship had not developed the way that it has in a positive way, they've obviously become a lot closer, just talking to Aaron Rodgers and just listening to him talk in his MVP speech. I mean, he references them. He feels, it almost feels like they are friends and they have grown and they understand each other more. I think that Rodgers now understands LaFleur's like game plan and his scheme. And I feel like before that, there was a little bit of, you know, question as to like, does this guy know what he's doing? And I do think that played a huge factor in Rodgers wanting to stay with Green Bay.
But when
and
you
then,
look
not
what's
to mention
happening,
the increase in cap space, I mean, they ended up tagging Devontae Adams, but, you know, those two wanted to stay together.
They figured it out. I mean, you got to give Green Bay credit. You got to give Gutekunst has been the guy that has frankly been getting hit in the face the whole time about this, right? Oh, what's Gutekunst going to do and the relationship with Gutekunst and how's he going to do this with this roster, et cetera. I mean, both guys are back. Everyone would have said, whatever you can do to keep both those guys, you got to do. Well, they figured it out.
They did it.
And they figured it out. And of course, yes, $50 million a year.
Aaron did like playing with the media and just playing with everyone by giving these like cryptic messages. And he was so nostalgic. I actually spoke to him after NFL honors, after he subbed his MVP award. He came backstage and I did an interview with him and just even like listening to him talk and asking him a few questions. He kept on taking a trip down memory lane, almost in a nostalgic way. Like, is this it?
Why
like,
not?
Is this all over? And then he posted a few things on Instagram. That's my Alexa. Alexa, stop.
Even Alexa is excited about all the news today.
Even Alexa wants to chime in.
Alexa's excited. This news is just as exciting for Alexa as it is for us. And maybe she's giving us more news. Who knows? Who knows at this point? There's so much spilling over. But go on about the nostalgia with Rodgers, Taylor, because it is interesting that you talked to him in the moment, which most people said felt like a farewell.
MVP
felt like a bye. Like,
you know, where he talked about Shailene Woodley and talked about his friend, his teammates and friends on the team, and how like that those relationships mean so much more than just what happens on the field, but what happens off the field. Now he feels like they're brothers, and it almost felt like he was taking a trip down memory lane, going back and reliving it all to appreciate it all, and then almost say, I was kind of waiting for, okay, this is where I'm going to close this chapter and move on to the next.
And I'm so glad that he did. Because first of all, I love any athlete who spends the entirety of his or her career with one team. That's always to me, that's just the loyalty piece of sort of who I am and what I love to see in sports and what happens less and less in sports. You know, the trend is eventually you're going to be somewhere else, and for Rodgers to find a way to stay in Green Bay is what I like. But I also like it because I just think it's the right move. I think Green Bay has been a smart organization. I don't think you can scoff at 13 wins a season over the course of the first 3 years of a new head coach. That doesn't happen. Praise that's heaped on Sean McVay, it doesn't happen for him either. It doesn't happen for Kyle Shanahan. It doesn't even happen. It frankly, 13-13-13 doesn't even happen for Bill Belichick. I mean, there are things that happen within every season. I'm sorry, but that is remarkable success. And what you're trying to do every season is position yourself for the playoffs, because there's no guarantee in the NFL. This isn't the NBA. This isn't the NHL. And I know they're letting a few more teams into the NFL playoffs now, but I'm sorry, it's not half the league that goes to the playoffs. Winning a division, going to the playoffs, that's really what you're trying to do. And these aren't seasons in which the Packers are barely going to the playoffs. Again, MVP, Taylor. We're talking about MVP seasons for Aaron Rodgers and winning 13 games. That's the combination. In other words, if he truly
They don't have
left,
the toughest division right now, but you are absolutely right.
Could he really look at himself in the mirror if he left Green Bay? And this is without having played any games with the new team. But could he say in an offseason that he leaves Green Bay, yeah, I had to put that in my rearview mirror. And I'm really looking forward to the new success that's going to be handed to me at this new team. I'm sorry, but that's a lot. 39 wins in the regular season over three seasons
is a lot.
A lot to say, you know what? I got to just find something else. This isn't happening for me. It's just, I'm sorry. That's tough. And I'm sure it was interesting and a little bittersweet to watch Matthew Stafford, you know, the guy that he basically has owned over the course of his career, win a Super Bowl. I'm sure, you know, that's doubly motivating for him to know, all right, look, it was a while ago that I won one, and there's got to be another one out there for me. But I also, Taylor, and we can get into this debate, there are a lot of people who say Aaron Rodgers is great, but he needs to win more than one Super Bowl. I actually am of the belief that if you are a tremendous player in the top percentile, if you're in the conversation of best ever at your position and you've won a championship, you've accomplished everything. It's the guys when we look at Dan Marino's career and we say it never happened. When we look at Charles Barkley and say it never happened.
No, absolutely.
Those are careers with regret.
He's not trying to get that off of his back. It's not going to be associated with him. Super Bowl winning quarterback, but he is up there where he should have another ring. I think he should.
That's fine, but Tom Brady muddies the water for everybody. It's just, I'm sorry.
Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger.
But you're just stacking up championships. When you look every season, if you look at every season for what had to go right for a team to win the Super Bowl, isn't it really, don't you marvel at all the little things that have to happen in any season to truly win it all?
Especially
Of course, couldn't the Rams just as easily have lost that game in which Brady erases a 7-3 lead, right? I mean, that game clearly could have gone to overtime and that could have been it, and it just would have been the end of the Rams right there. There's so many little things that have to happen for
your
team.
But like you said, Sam, when a team gets that close with that caliber of a quarterback year after year after year, you know that they are destined to get one more.
I look at the reality, and I guess it's from years of being a sports fan of thinking, you know, there's all these years that you think your team's really the one. And then when it doesn't happen, and Taylor, you know this, think about the Ravens from two seasons ago. Didn't it just feel like things were going to fall into place? That Lamar season, that spectacular season, didn't it feel like there was so much more ahead of the Ravens that season? And it cuts off so quickly. And it's so finite, the difference between winning and losing in a playoff game. Obviously, it's gone. You're already thinking, everyone's thinking about the next game and thinking about the championship game and thinking about the Super Bowl. And then, boom, it's just gone. But that's what happens
for most
teams.
The Ravens haven't been there like the Packers have all the way up to the championship game.
That is fine.
Year after year.
Yes. And of course, look, back-to-back NFC championship losses is gut-wrenching. Because every fan and, of course, every player is already thinking, man, we're going to the Super Bowl, right? I mean, it's not that you chalk up that win in the championship game, but you're just thinking to yourself, we're going to be there. And, yes, it was stunning two seasons ago, and there's the fourth down call, and should they have gone for it, and that was the rift between LaFleur and Rodgers 2 years ago when they lose that game to Brady and the Bucs. But I'm sorry. To me, putting those 39 regular season wins in the rearview mirror would have been a mistake. I love that that they're going to, quote, run it back. And I know there's a lot of other players that won't be there. But when you look at Devontae and Rodgers coming back, it feels right. This is the way he should end his career. And by the way, cherry on top, $50 million to stay is not exactly, I mean, that's not any kind of hometown discount.
$153 million guaranteed.
It feels right. And Frank, and guess what? For Rodgers to be the highest paid, we don't have to jump into that debate. But I will say,
he got what he wanted.
Yeah, exactly. And is he the best quarterback in the league? He's in the conversation. Best in the league is tough. You know, there's at least a conversation. Mahomes and really the way Allen and Mahomes played in that playoff game, you could have certainly said, well, there's the two best quarterbacks in the league. You know, with Brady being out of the league for the moment, Rodgers is even more solidified in that conversation of the best. So no problem with the $50 million and that's
well, let's, right. Let's, so we jump to a, let's jump to a division that now has the best quarterbacks in the league, the AFC West. I mean, they are the toughest division of quarterbacks to face. You've got Justin Herbert leading the Chargers, Patrick Mahomes leading the Chiefs. We now, as of moments ago, have Russell Wilson leading the Broncos and then Derek Carr with the Raiders.
You know what just dawned on me, Taylor? You know what just dawned on me? This news today was a great day, and it was a great day for a lot of quarterbacks. You know who I feel terrible for today? Is the guy you just mentioned. Herbert.
Which one? Herbert. Yeah.
Herbert. You know, you and I were massively on the Charger train last season. I mean, obviously you spent a lot
of time. I'm still on that Charger train.
You are, but look, before you were even, you've been very close to the Chargers. Last year was sort of, you guys kind of took that next step in your relationship. Are we dating? Are we not? Like, you guys were going steady last season, you and the Chargers, for sure. That was a steady, you were with that team a lot, and it was awesome to follow. But even before that, you were saying Chargers could be in the Super Bowl. And I was as bold as to say Chargers are going to win the AFC West. And there were moments
where that was to be very realistic.
It was gonna, the game in LA, Taylor, the Thursday night game in LA, if that team finds a way to stop Mahomes on the final drive to tie that game and eventually get it to overtime, and of course Kelce just ruined everything, but if the Chargers find a way to stop that drive, win that game, they're in first place in the AFC West at that point with four or five games left in the season. That's that defining moment. You know, that changes everything. And the Chargers season is completely different because of that. That was that swing moment. And now, as close as we thought as Herbert was to maybe surpassing and winning that division, now it just feels like, wow, you've stacked something.
It does feel like that. But I also feel like this is going to give, like, you know, the draft picks are going to give them a huge opportunity to really bolster up that offensive line and give them some depth there because they don't have any depth there. And then also fix that defense because they need some help on defense.
So really,
and they just locked Mike Williams up to a big deal, four-year deal. So that's going to help them, or three-year deal. That's going to help them tremendously. I still feel like I'm just as excited about the Chargers last year than I am right now. I just feel like they're just going to continue to grow and grow and grow. And not to mention that yesterday or last year was Brandon Staley's first year as a head coach. So this year, he's only going to get better.
I'm very excited for the Chargers. But now I'm excited because watching their games now, you're guaranteed that there's now four games on the Chargers schedule that are, I'm talking must watch, put everything to the side, right? I mean, I'm sorry, but those two games against Denver and the two games against Kansas City now are just raised to another level. So let's look at Denver real quick, Taylor. Russell Wilson moves from the NFC West to the AFC West. What's your outlook on Denver now that they look so, I mean, it looks so different.
I think that obviously the Broncos front office thought, okay, the only missing piece that we need is a quarterback, because they felt like they had the team in place last year, even if they had that quarterback that was going to be able to perform for them. Do I feel that way? I feel like there's still going to be more work to do. I think that, again, they're in one of the toughest divisions, if not the toughest division in the AFC. So I don't think that they could just automatically put themselves in the playoff conversation. But it is interesting. Russell Wilson changes up that entire dynamic.
It certainly does. And we know how Russell Wilson's been. I mean, the first 10 games of the last three seasons, Russell Wilson's been in the
conversation for MVP.
He is. I mean, look, through 10 weeks of the last three seasons, there wasn't a better quarterback. He's been that guy. And then, of course, over the back half of the back, you know, six, seven games of the season, things didn't go as well for Seattle. And that's fine. That's been well documented. Is Russell Wilson enough to say, now the Broncos are a player in the AFC West? I got to tell you, Russell Wilson went from, we can pretty much say, the toughest division in football, right? Couldn't we say that the NFC West is competitively the toughest division in football? I think it's solidified. I think they are. When you look at Seattle and the Rams and the Cardinals and the Seahawks, that division is just a minefield. Well, the AFC West is, you could argue, now the most difficult. And to say that Russell Wilson is going to be better than Mahomes and better than Herbert, as much as he's going to need to be, I don't see that happening. If we were to say right
Mahomes
now,
Mahomes and Herbert are the clear front runners of the quarterbacks in that division.
So think about it, right? I mean, just right now, if you had to say it, if we were going to Vegas tonight, with all of
that, kind of sounds fun. Let's do it.
We should really do that. So let's go to Vegas tonight with just a briefcase of cash. And if we were just to say, if we were just to look at the board and make, and the only bet we're looking at is playoffs, yes, playoffs, no, Denver Broncos. Is that a bet we want to make right now or not?
No, because I would say for sure Chiefs and Chargers will be in the playoffs.
So you'd have three teams in that division, and we know how hard it is to get three teams from a division into the playoffs. It does happen, but it's very difficult. And when you look at the landscape of the rest of the AFC, you know, now you've got to count on what, the Ravens being down again.
I think that the Raiders might be the third team.
That's of course, and again, we're not even looking at another division. And as I just said, the Browns and Ravens had down seasons, you could say, right?
I mean, I think the Browns are a huge question mark. I think the Ravens are going to have a major up season because they had more injuries than any other team, and they somehow still found a way to win games last year. I mean, I think that even if they didn't improve their quality of their team and the players on their team from the draft, just having their players healthy enough alone would put them in a deep playoff category.
And again, remember the guarantee of Buffalo being in, right? Like there's a spot that's just, there's two spots that are guaranteed, right? There's two spots that are in the playoffs no matter what happens next season.
The Chiefs, right? And the Bills, yes.
Kansas City and Buffalo are just in. So you're already now looking at fewer spots automatically. And it's tough not to see the Chargers there. It's tough to see Cincinnati completely falling off the map, isn't it? I mean, what Cincinnati did is there are parts of what Cincinnati
did. No, they're going to be in there.
I'm sorry. When you figured it out at quarterback, that really solidifies your spot, and certainly Burrow and Cincinnati did that. So it's tough. We both love what Russell Wilson brings to the table. The type of excitement, the spectacular plays that Russell Wilson makes consistently, you and I are in love with. But to say Denver's a playoff team today, I just don't know that they are.
Yeah, I don't either.
And I would probably on that trip to Vegas tonight bet against it.
I would too.
Yeah, I think I'd be more confident if we had that ticket and said no. All right, well, Taylor, look, there's going to be plenty more for us. I guess, should we pat each other on the back? I'm going to give us both credit for the Rams winning the Super Bowl, right? I mean,
oh yeah.
I look, from a social media standpoint, if you go and check out Let's Catch Up at Let's Catch Up NFL on Instagram, looks like we're both geniuses. You know, we had said, we collectively in August said the Rams would win the Super Bowl. All right. I'm going to give us both credit on that. We're both going to get credit for that. That was a group assignment and we turned in our homework and it said,
Sam's just being nice. He called it from the get-go by himself. It was pretty amazing. It was spectacular, actually.
It was really cool.
But I love being clumped into the group assignment category.
Please do. And here's why, though. The reason is because you've given me so much good information about the Rams. You knew that the Rams had a sort of special chip on their shoulder. You were the first the Stafford Cup party for me, though. You kind of knew that there was something special there with the Stafford McVay Cup, the Cabo San Lucas, all of that. You kind of got me stirring on that in the first place, and that just gave me confidence to say that. But yes, Rams, congratulations. We didn't get a chance to say it before. We will now. But Taylor, there's so much more ahead for you and I. Who knows what kind of excitement? I mean, maybe in the next few hours, who knows? Maybe Alexa will be yelling at us again with more news. But this was a fun one. This was a spectacular day.